From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. This was the first full day of freedom for Robert Dewey, who spent the last 18 years behind bars for a murder he didn't commit. Thanks to DNA evidence, Dewey was just exonerated in the 1994 killing of a Palisade woman. Colorado Matters host Ryan Warner spoke with Dewey earlier this afternoon.
Will you tell me how it was to feel the fresh air outside the confines of a prison for the first time?
Felt pretty good. I've been waiting a long time to breathe in air that was free, I guess you could say.
Are you angry?
Angry at the system and the way things were back then. It doesn't do a whole lot of good to get upset about it, you know, and you don't get anywhere or anybody else around you doesn't gain anything by it.
Do you think you'll seek some kind of damages?
That's up to the lawyers to try to do stuff. I know that Colorado doesn't have that type of deal set up for wrongful convictions, and we're sorry, and here's some money for you. They don't do that.
Are you at least personally motivated to pursue it?
Well, what would you do? You know, like I said, I was 33 when I went in. I'm 51 now. Where am I going to get a job at?
Well, that's my next question is, for a long time, you didn't really picture much of a life outside of prison, and now you have to build one.
You know, back in 94 is when I was out there, and so you can see the technology and the progress with everything nowadays. I don't even know how to turn a computer on. I'm just the first time I've actually talked on a cell phone. I'm talking to you on it. I'm not used to something so small, and they can hear you so well with like a little hole versus, you know, the stuff that we're used to and growing up, that and the internet, and it's quite overwhelming. And you know, you're stepping down to where there's a bad economy, people my age and coming out where you've been the last whatever, and say, well, prison, regardless if you were guilty or not guilty, still you were in prison, and that's how people are going to look at it when you go to apply for a job.
Where are you staying for now?
I got a room at a motel, and then I'm leaving town tomorrow. So,
getting out of Colorado?
Yes, sir.
Is that because there are a lot of bad memories here, or?
Would you stick around? No, I'm not saying, you know, there's been people, you know, coming up and talking to me. I'm not saying anything bad about the people here at all. Don't get me wrong. They've been super nice, super pleasant. It's just, I have no family here.
You know, I think that for a lot of us, one of the worst nightmares would be to be wrongly imprisoned. And I wonder how you dealt with that day to day.
You go to your happy place. You know what I mean? Mine was always riding a motorcycle. And so every day, all day long, I was riding my bike in my head. All I saw was just lines of Harleys, different colors. Which one am I going to ride today? And being able to ride that motorcycle in my head was the only freedom that they couldn't take. It took a while, but I started walking around more with a smile on my face for the last 10 years. And people say, man, why are you smiling? You're doing life. And I was like, because I'm not here.
Have you been on a motorcycle yet?
No, I don't have one. I haven't had a chance to pet a dog yet. I haven't pet a dog in 18 years, you know?
The murder that you were originally accused of committing, officials suspect that it might have been perpetrated by a guy who is already in prison. And I wonder if you, I don't know, have thought of contacting that person or have it, or just if you'll follow the news around that or what?
Well, why would I contact him? I don't know him. I don't want to know him. You know, what he did, that's bad. He's going to have his day in court. I feel more bad for Mr. and Mrs. Taylor having to have to go through this again, the victim's parents. Not only because they had to go through it with me, and I knew I was innocent, and watching them having to go through this after they were told by this person or that person, hey, we got this guy, this is the guy that did it, so they went with it. Now all these years later, it's like, oh, we got the wrong person. Now it's this person that did it. So now they have to relive that and rehearse all those memories. And I feel for them. You know, I have them in my prayers, and I've asked the people at the news media to keep those people in your prayers.
It's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much, Robert.
Okay, no problem, sir.
Robert Dewey, who's a free man after 18 years, spoke with Colorado Matters host Ryan Warner.